Welcome back. We are up to Perek Vav Mishnah Tes, Chapter 6, Mishnah 9 of Maseches Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Habanim Yotzin Biksharim, that little boys are allowed to go outside on Shabbos with laces tied to their arms. And you say, what in the world is this? Well, evidently back in the day there was a practice that when, and again, this is back in the day, but we certainly have some things like this. So there was a practice that the fathers, if they go away, then the boy would be so concerned, you know, about seeing his father. He's going to miss his father. So the father would tie a lace, like a shoestring or something of the like, around his arm, and this would sort of be like a reminder that he'll be back soon. And some people say it actually maybe even had mystical charm-like powers. Whatever it is, says the Mishnah, that Habanim Yotzim Baksharim, that the boys are allowed to go out on Shabbos with these laces tied to their arms. Ubnei Melachim Bazogin, and the son of a king, the prince, is allowed to go outside on Shabbos with the decorative bells that are sewn into their clothing. V'kol Adam, and in fact, says the Mishnah, anyone, not even just a prince, is allowed to go outside with these bells. But rather, the rabbis were talking about a case that were that was most common, right? Most regular people don't go outside with these fancy bells on their clothes, but if you do, that's okay. But the prince, who usually does, so he definitely is okay as well. Then, says the Mishnah, finally, the last Mishnah in this chapter, Yotzin Beveitza Sachargo, a person is allowed to go outside on Shabbos wearing a chargol's egg. What in the world is a chargol's egg? Unclear entirely. Some sort of a grasshopper, perhaps. So the reason why someone would wear this was because it was said to heal earaches. Ubishain shual, and one is allowed to go outside with a tooth of a fox because this could help with sleeping issues. Uvemas merimin hatsalov, and a person can go out with a nail from the gallows of someone who was hanged. This is said to reduce the swelling of wounds, and mishum refu. These things are allowed as long as he is wearing them specifically to be healed from these from one of these concerns. And Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is what Rabbi Meir says. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, they say, forget about Shabbos. Shabbos is totally prohibited. But even during the week, it's also prohibited. Why? Because there's a prohibition of Darchei HaAmori, following in the way of the Amorites, and this is some sort of like Avodah Zarah, idol worship, something of the like, and we do not like doing that, right? We don't believe that a fox's tooth will heal you. We believe that God will heal you. We believe that if there is modern scientific methods by which you can go about receiving healing, that Hashem could help to heal you, then that is of course acceptable and seemingly even obligatory as well. But to just use these old-fashioned, you know, Baba Mises, as they say, to heal yourself, that seems to be problematic. This talks to a larger vision and perspective of Judaism in which we do not believe in superstitions. In fact, to believe in them and to go along with them seems to be in and of itself some sort of a prohibition. And so at the end of the day, we believe that God heals us and that we can use perhaps modern science, but we should not use these old wives' tales that seemingly have no real benefit. Don't go ahead and use those, and obviously cannot walk out with them on Shabbos. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Yud of the entire sixth chapter. We move next time to Perek Zion, chapter 7. Have a wonderful day.